Well, good morning, everyone. Well, we are here today to celebrate the very first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And this day is different from all the rest. Today, God has made it holy, and He has sanctified it and set it aside. To put it a little bit more in perspective as to what we are actually celebrating, we know that the millennium is a thousand-year rule. We shall rule with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And if you divide that up into 7 blocks, it comes to 142.8 years. So that's what we're celebrating here today, the very first 142.8 years. This will be the time that we will begin to give people direction, that we will begin to implement God's laws, and that we'll begin to lay the foundation for the entire millennium. And everything else for the next 6 days, for the rest of that millennium, is just a continuation of what we put in place today. You know, there is a proverb that says, where the people have no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. And the people won't perish because we're going to give them vision that day. We're going to give them their dreams and their hopes, and we're going to show them where we'll end up at the end of that 1,000 years. But for those who first come into the millennium out of the Great Tribulation, you know, we're going to have to be mom and dad for many of them. We're going to have to be healers and psychologists. We're going to have to be friends and comforters. So we got a pretty big job to do on this first day. So the question is are we prepared for it? Now, some audience may have seen the video where Mr. Armstrong, and you may have even been there when he said it, but Mr. Armstrong made a statement in a video that he had carried the gospel message to the whole world and that he had completed the work. And then he goes on and says, and now it's time to prepare the bride. So, brethren, that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, is preparing the bride. We know that preparing the bride is actually a two-part process. The church has its responsibility, and we have our responsibility. But seeing that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and that He has said that He would never leave you nor forsake you. And over in Philippians 1 and 6, He says that He would complete the work that He had begun in you. I think we can see that Christ is going to give us everything that we need in order to prepare the bride. So the biggest responsibility will fall upon us. So I came up with 3 points this morning that I would like to cover that I think it would help us as to in preparing the bride. They're not the only points. There are many, many more. I just chose these 3. My first point is found over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. And it says that we must prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Mr. Bo touched a little bit upon this last night, and I think I mentioned this last year. I told both of my 2 children that I have, and I'm raising 3 of my grandchildren, and I told them there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to have to make that choice. Either you're going to stand with God, or you're going to stand with this world, and there is no middle ground. For many of us, I think that may have came back in 1995 for some. I don't know if that will be the only time we will come to this point. But when the church broke up in 1995, there were many who had to back up and they had to prove things. And the thing that they proved to be true, they held on to it. Now, there was many who did not do that. And, of course, they're no longer with us. They made that decision. They're now with the world. But once we have proven something to be true, of course, we must hold on to it because the truth is just like God. It never changes. But in order to prove all things, we must be reading and studying the Word of God, and we must be allowing God's Holy Spirit to lead us in the right direction. Now, my second point this morning, I think is in some way is probably the most important. And that is that we must be teachable and pliable. You know, I keep going back to 1995. I think it was a big time in our life, but there were many people back in 1995 who lost that ability to be teachable and pliable. They actually became right the opposite of that, which is hardened and bitter. And once you become hardened and bitter, you lose the ability to have eyes to see and ears to hear. But having humility is so important and being teachable. Now, you can't learn anything if you think you know it all. And God doesn't like a haughty attitude. You know, he even, if you remember, he praised Moses for being a very humbled man. We cannot allow ourselves to come to the point where we think we know all the truth that we need to know to prepare the bride. Because you will think that's exactly the way the Laodicean thought. They thought they were keeping God's holy days. They thought they were keeping his laws. But God didn't see it that way. So we've got to come in closer with God. Now, that is actually my third point, as a matter of fact. My third point at this point is that we should remain close to the bridegroom. You know, a bride does not prepare herself to get married by separating herself from the bridegroom. That's catastrophe to begin with. But in order to prepare the bride, we must be praying and fasting. Over in Matthew 17, verse 20, it says, "For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." So we're talking about faith here, but to have this kind of faith, you must be close to God. And it says in verse 21, "Howbeit that this kind does not go out, but through prayer and fasting." It is through prayer and fasting, brethren, that God reveals truth to us. And it's through prayer that we receive additional portions of God's Holy Spirit, which is necessary to prepare the bride. I'll add a fourth point since today is a holy day, and that is obedience. Obedience shows our love toward God when we are obedient to Him. It shows our loyalty, and it creates trust between us and God when we are obedient to it. So this morning we have that opportunity to be obedient to God. If you'll turn over to Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, we read this every year, but it says, "Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, and the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles." And it says, "They shall not appear before the Lord empty." So we're obeying God just by simply being here today because we're commanded to be here at the feast. But then he says that we are to not appear before him empty. It says, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you." So in a moment, brethren, someone will probably direct the ushers to start taking up the offering. But before they do, let me just leave you with one final thought. Now, we have been called the children of God. And we have been called kings and priests. And we've also been referred to as ambassadors to the kingdom of God. But you know, unless we prepare the bride, none of those names will fit.